Hello, hello, hello. I am your Jack Frost, nipping at your nose, hostess with the most, is Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood
to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
look. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
Goosebumps.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I am your hostess with the mostess, Munoz. And how y'all doing? Oh my God, y'all. Your girl is busy AF this holiday season. If you've been with me a long time, or maybe if you're new around here, I have a normal day job that keeps me oh so crazily busy during December, especially. Compile that with all the Instagram, which I'm failing at during this month, and, you know, still riding high on Easy Bake Battle. And now with something new on the horizon, you know, the end of year blessings just keep coming. Just keep coming, y'all. So, big news, if you remember, or maybe, again, if you're new, a couple years ago, I was part of a documentary called Dear Santa that highlights a charity organization that happens through the U.S. Postal Service called Operation Santa. Basically, we as normal people answer letters to Santa from kids, mainly in needy areas, but kids from all over. And that happens through the United Postal Service with an organization called Operation Santa, which is now online. So after I filmed Easy Bake Battle last year, those people reached out to me again, and ABC and Hulu wanted to do a continuation, like episodic version of that documentary. And so it comes out this month, or it's out already in some circuits. You have to check your local listings. It's called Dear Santa. I'm in episode 6, you know, bringing Christmas to the children, honey. So that just makes me even more busy this holiday season. What a blessing it is to share the charity work that I keep trying to do and all of the good stuff. You know, it's all cyclical. It's all like in the karma bank. It's all just, you know, I say it all the time. One person can make a difference, and you don't need a lot of money, right? You just need to know how to work your resources. And that's exactly what I'm doing here in this documentary or in this episode. And it's really good, like, holiday vibes, you know? It's, I mean, you have to see it. check it out. Like I said, it's called Dear Santa. Check out your local listings. I'm in episode 6 with members of my elf community helping bring Christmas to a school that was an after-school program that was destroyed during the last hurricane here in New York. And I answered this little girl's letter to Santa. The last time in this documentary, which is also found on Hulu, called Dear Santa by the same name, I went viral, or we went viral, because I answered a little gay boy's letter to Santa, where all he asked is if Santa loved him because he was part of the LGBTQ community. Check that out on Hulu. I hope that all made sense to you. Needless to say, that's just kept me extra busy this holiday season, because every holiday season, and now more so with the work with the Ali Forney Center, I just try to like give back to the community and just give back in any which way that I can. And I love doing it. It just makes me an insane person during the holidays, you know? But it's that grind culture that everyone is talking about now that's, I guess, toxic, but I guess also it's all I know, because, you know, graduating art school and then hitting the ground running to try to make something happen, it's literally all 90% of my friends know. You know, we don't just have a 9-to-5 and come home and, you know, make dinner. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but like, it's just, it's literally the hustle to make something happen for myself and for others. So I'm going to leave you with that today, because compiled with that, you know, my guests, the guests that I've reached out to, the guests that I have lined up coming on this podcast are equally as busy and hustling this holiday season. So there is no guest this week, but I decided to pull up an old episode with one of my faves, Dan Pelosi, also known as Grossy Pelosi, because in 2020, we gave you an epic holiday gift guide, you know, pandemic holiday gift guide. It's a really fun episode. These gifts are really, really great still for the foodie in your life. And there's still time to order most of these things, if not all of them. So take a listen to this, because I think, you know, Dan and I make podcast magic, especially when it comes to the holidays and holiday gift guide. So stay safe out there. Stay sane out there. You know, being selfish is not a bad thing during these times. Self-care is of the utmost importance, y'all. And I'll be back. I'll be back with more guests, more nonsense, and more love for y'all. But right now, take a listen to Dan Pelosi and your girl Munius's holiday gift guide. Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munios. And how y'all doing? We are in the thick of December. Happy holidays. I'm just going to cut right to the chase with today's guest, because I'm really, really excited to welcome back the one, the only, Dan Pelosi. Say hi, Dan.
Hi. Thanks for having me back.
I am so excited to have you back for the third annual In Your Mouth Holiday Gift Guide. Boo, boo, boo,
boo, boo. What a delight. This is my gift.
You know what? You have been one of the many gifts of this year, especially during this pandemia. I must say. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. This newfound Thank friendship you. I'm living for.
I am too. So, we won.
Yeah. Who else? Who's better than us?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't answer that.
Right?
Sorry.
Listen, but before we get anywhere at all, I'm sure you've heard and seen, but the Dear Santa documentary just came out last Friday. I'm super proud of it. I'm getting all sorts of press. You know, I'm very honored because of the letter that I answered from Operation Santa, the program that is handled by the USPS. Thank you to you out there. Go check it out. It's DearSanta.movie. It's on all streaming platforms. It's a good one. And I love it. And it just, it really puts you in the holiday spirit, right? Thanks. You know what? I have to say that I've been doing this program via the United States Postal Service for about 20 years, and it's really shown me that one person can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love it so much. And you do so much for the community, as is yourself with this too shall pasta, which we will talk about a little later on.
Yes, we shall.
But I wanted to wish you, in the grand tradition of In Your Mouth, and you are no stranger to this, Happy National Pastry Day.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
You know, I got you a box of Cronuts and...
Well, you know, can I say something? Last time it was National Candy Day when I was on, and I was like, what makes candy candy? Today, I want to know what the fuck makes pastry pastry. What's your answer?
I would say it's the type of dough.
Oh, it's the type of dough. Okay.
It's the type of dough.
I'll take it.
Something crispy, buttery, flaky.
Yep. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Gorgeous, yeah. And homemade.
I've always said I'm a delicate pastry, you know, I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
So I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Gorgeous and homemade. You know, crispy on the outside, buttery on the inside. I accept.
I do too. Oh my God.
I dub that. I dub that. Dream.
I could be a little more crispy these days. I've softened a bit during the pandemic, but it's okay.
You know what? We'll just pop you back in the oven for five.
Please. Oh, God. I need it. All right. Pastry Day.
You know what? And who better to celebrate Pastry Day than you, Dan?
I don't know. Honestly,
I actually wish like I had like a pan of chocolate now or something.
I do too. We should probably break and go get them and then come back. Is that cool?
Yeah. You know what? I'll head down to Dominique Ansel. I'll see you in about 45.
Perfect. Then we'll wait in line for 6 hours and it'll be great.
Well, who knows? These days, maybe we can pre-order and just like walk by and drop, you know?
They'll just throw it at us.
Yeah, no more lines. This isn't the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Thank God.
Where we have to make a reservation to see a mess.
I know. She had a glow up. You know, every year they glow up the tree, but this year the press was like blaming it on 2020. And I was like, every year she gets a makeover, she gets a weave, she gets new branches. Like that thing never comes in fresh. Anyways, that's a whole other story. I'm very defensive of the tree.
I actually never realized that they gave her fillers.
Yes, honey. She's a size positive holiday icon.
Yes, and with all the Botox
yes,
and fillers.
She's had work. She's the thick legend. We're obsessed.
Yeah, we are obsessed. Shout out to you, Miss Miss Rockefeller.
Christmas tree.
And moving right along into this day in day history, because I really want to get to the gift. In 1974, Minnesota State Senator Alan Speer becomes the first gay male state office holder to publicly come out of the closet.
Woo! Congratulations to him.
Congratulations, State Senator Alan Speer, for, you know, knocking down doors and paving the way.
Absolutely.
Right. Wasn't this year the most... LGBTQ, yes. Like elected.
Full spectrum. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We are represented.
Yes, right. And if it wasn't for Mr. Alan Speer, right?
Which happened.
And not to confuse him with David Alan Greer.
Or Britney Spears.
You know. That,
people get those three confused.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes, exactly. But shout out to you on this day.
Bravo.
Former Senator Alan Speer. This one and this gift guide today is dedicated to you. Oh my God. So you recently just came out with a gift guide. And I want to know, like, what inspired the choices? How did it all come about? Tell the kids.
Okay, so I am so lucky that people constantly ask me in the DMs where everything I ever have shown them is from, where I got it, what it is, where do I get things in my apartment. So I quickly started early on the grocery list on my website, which is really like everyday items, kitchen tools, and it's an ever-evolving thing. But I really wanted to help people with other things that I love in my life that actually aren't super cooking related and also are great gifts to other people, because people started kind of saying, are you going to do a gift guide? I've never really considered myself like a blogger girl, but this is a very blogger girl thing to do. And you know what? I sort of am obsessed with it.
And I hate to tell you, you're a blogger girl.
I'm a full fucking blogger girl. You know, like I am just, when people ask me what I'm doing now, I'm like, I have to go blog. I'm just blogging. So I just thought it would be great to break it down into categories of things I love and not only call out specific items, but call out really great businesses that will help people buy things within the business itself. And they're all small businesses. They're all LGBT, female or POC owned as well, which is really great. So
I love that. I love that. And as you just heard, this is my third annual gift guide. And the past two gift guides have been really ridiculous and over the top. And this year I really wanted to follow your lead. And I had very much the same thoughts about supporting, you know, LGBTQ owned businesses, small businesses, businesses owned by people of color. So I am here for it. For those of you out there who may not know or who may have missed Dan's last episode, and you can go back, right? Episode 141, Homemade and Gorgeous. Just a little background about Dan Pelosi. Dan Pelosi, by day, is a very fancy creative director, but you may know him more through his amazing cooking recipes and via his Instagram, Grossy Pelosi, or his site, danpelosi.com. Right? So,
yes, or my Pinterest, which is,
or your Pinterest, which is very popular, which I always forget about because I always forget that Pinterest is still a thing.
It's a thing, honey. Let me tell you, it's a thing, and I'm there.
Listen, my Manhunt profile, I found out recently, is still a thing.
Wow. I've heard of it, actually, I think. I think I've heard of it. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I logged in, and I was like, oh, this has to go. And
maybe I should repin it to my Pinterest and see if we could do, like, a collab.
Yes. Oh, my God. Totally. Yeah, like, you know what? We'll save that for after the pod. Perfect.
Talk about a gift guide, honey.
She's giving you all the gifts. Listen, you talk about people sliding into your DMs, asking you to show you where you got things. Mm. I'm getting a different slide in my DM.
Oh, I get those too, but I delete them because that's not what Grossy's about.
No, nobody's sliding into my DMs like that, unfortunately. Right?
Just hit the delete.
Yeah, honey. So anyways, let's get to it, right? Because you start your gift guide with some of your favorite art. And I actually have some really beautiful art. Talk to me about this art on the gift guide.
Absolutely. So there's this artist named Kendra Dandy. She goes by The Bouffants on Instagram. And she has gorgeous illustrations. They're super, super fun. They're a lot of them are like food with faces, which is sort of something that I do a lot in my stories. And I just thought it was really, really cool. And what I love about her stuff is that she sells it through an online print shop, and you can get it framed if you want. You can pick different colorful frames. It's just like very Grossy adjacent, and we love her. She's got a really, really cool point of view. So I chose her and her art, and I think it's really, really cool. There's these eggs with the little faces on them. I can't. It's like a
I'm looking at them now, and if you go to danpelosi.com and scroll down on his homepage, you'll see the Grossy gift guide, and it's number one on his list, and there's these, you know, there are these sassy oranges in a bowl, or these glam brunch eggs that's super, super, super cute. And if I had more wall space in this 120 square feet, this would definitely be going up, you know? But there's just oh so much wall space, and Lainey Kazan takes up a good section.
Maybe you should just build a wall in the middle of your apartment and just add more art to it. Just to nice blocking, dividing wall.
Yes, you know, because there is space for a wall. Listen, I just put up what I call my Judy's, these homemade garlands that I made. I don't know if you can see them.
I see. Yeah. You also have the skinniest Christmas tree in the world. She's a skinny legend.
Honey, listen.
I get it. It's brilliant.
It's all about space, and she's pink.
She is. I'm staring at it with candy canes. Obsessed.
Right? More ornaments will go on. I love it. Some of my favorite art though, just to match you and to like support all the gay artists out there, two of them. One is called Moss Boss, and he's an old friend of mine called Aji Jazari. He does art out of preserved moss. So it looks like a living wall, and I thought it would be great to go in a kitchen, right? Because it's greenery that you don't have to water, you don't have to really take care of. Maybe you have to put your Swiffer duster over it, once a week. And it's bada bing, bada boom. And it comes in all different woods, and it's all handmade, and he designs it out, and it's all custom. And I'm just really proud of him to see the growth that he has attained.
It's
beautiful. Yeah.
He's done a lot of installations inside of homes too, which is really cool, or businesses. Super beautiful.
He's done entire walls in people's home of just moss or headboards and things. And
he's also really cute. So win, win, win.
Hello. Hello. There's also a Mexican artist that I didn't tell you about, Dan. That's called Felix de Ion. Mm-hmm. And he does a lot of this very vintagey gay art. He does those Mexican La Loteria cards, but it's all LGBTQ, very girl on girl. It's all this very old style drawings and cartoons. It's really, really beautiful.
I love
it. Check him out too. And much in your style, right? I'm getting back into being a blogger girl myself. This will also be up on my site. My pics will be up on my site, themunoz.com, when this releases as well.
Get blogging.
Yes, get back to blogging. Listen, because 2009 to 2012 were very stressful moments in that Starbucks that no longer exists on 47th and 9th.
A return to blogging, a memoir.
Yes.
I love that.
You know what? A cookbook, a return to blog. Okay. What's next on your list?
This podcast is going to be edited to shit because we are just talking about so much stuff. Okay. I love it.
I'm totally going to leave it.
Leave it all. This could be a 5-hour podcast. People love it. Next on my list is Naklo Apparel, so I've been wearing tie-dye my whole life. The tie-dye sweatsuit had a moment this year. This is this gorgeous PSC-owned tie-dye sweatshirt, but it's tie-dye, but very different. It's got a very, very different vibe to it. And they're so soft and they're so cozy, and you can get all different versions. And the owners and I have since connected and chatted, and they're really, really excited. They're already getting orders from my guide. It's super great. So obsessed, splash of color, head to toe, tie-dye, love.
Yeah, and tie-dye has been really big this year, right? People got stuck at home and started to tie-dye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I mean, tie-dye has taken on a whole new persona. I love it. I mean, I am obsessed. I also, what else I'm obsessed with is that sausage sweatshirt that you wear.
Oh my God. That is from Eat Seymour, which is the most amazing female-owned sausage company. My friend Kara owns it. And they actually gave me a discount code. I think with Grossy, you get 15% off any orders as of yesterday, because people are freaking out about the sausage sweatshirt. And also they have a sausage calendar that is, do you know NoFX, the photographer?
I don't.
It's all these sausages dressed up. It's amazing. You'll love.
And I don't know if you've seen the In Your Mouth logo, but it is what? A big old sausage.
Well, girl, it's meant to be.
I need to get on it.
They also have a t-shirt that says Versausage, and it's the Versace logo, but done in sausage. It's,
oh my God.
It's the end. It's the end of the end. It's amazing.
You know what? If OOMFs want to send me one of those, I'd be very appreciative. That's Twitter talk for one of my followers. I just realized this. I'm becoming a Gen Z-er or whatever you call it.
I need to write that down.
OOMF.
OOMF.
Yeah, it's all over the dirty Twitter. I'm full of.
I have to go to the dirty Twitter now.
It's a whole different universe, dirty Twitter.
I'm scared.
Oh my God, you should be. The things I've seen done with ranch dressing. But moving on, I recently came across.
Can I quit now? Can I go? Okay. All right, tell me about what's next.
I recently came came across a beautiful queer Latinx artist by the name of Bianca Negron, and she works out of Queens, right? She owns a small independent shop, biancadesigns.co, and I'm actually obsessed with her super gay sweatshirt or her inclusion matters. She has a ton, hoodie, and she has a ton of like enamel pins. And I just love that she is, you know, NYC born and raised fam, just like me. She's Latinx, just like me. She's fabulous, just like us.
Oh,
and who just doesn't want a sweatshirt that says super gay?
I'm going to order one now. These are incredible.
They're cute, right?
Pins, all the pins are so cute.
Yeah, pins, enamel pins are really huge these days too.
Yeah, right? My friend Rooney, who does all my merch, has his own little queer line as well. And it's similar to this. Super cool.
Yes, hey Rooney, shout out to you.
Hey Rooney.
Love her. Yes, Rooney. Yes. I haven't crossed her path in a minute.
Angel. Funny. I bug the shit out of him every day, but he's amazing. And he
I bet. Well, okay. Shout out. We got the art for the walls. We got the clothes to be comfy in.
Yes,
right. If we're going back in lockdown, next is cosmetics on your list. And I love that you put cosmetics on your list, specifically nail polish, because I both are nail polish queens.
So, I mean, who wasn't painting their nails this year? If not before that, it was sort of like my roommates and I would go on trips. We would just like get a little stone and paint our nails. So actually a really good friend of mine who I met in Portland, this woman, Robin, she started a nail polish company that's actually focused on toenails. It's like about this sort of like taking pride in your feet, which I love because it's sort of like fetishy a little bit. Her line isn't, but—
Wait, do you have a foot fetish?
No, but people do.
Oh, okay. I
post a photo of my foot on Instagram in any way or shape or form, and I get DMs from a lot of lovely people.
I don't have a foot fetish, but I put a foot in my mouth once.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't?
Why not?
A foot in your mouth. God. All right. Okay. So these are really great. They're vegan friendly. They're animal cruelty free. They're gluten free, and they're made in the USA, which are all things that we love, except when we're eating. But yeah, they're really, really great. And the colors are amazing. And she has a color called Farmer's Market, which is like very me.
I live for like a gold nail, a copper nail, a rose gold nail.
Oh, she's got all of those for you. I have them. Yes. I should bring you some.
I live and I love. And a little known fact about your hostess with the mostest, Munoz, Mama Gladys, my mama, who birthed me from her womb, is a big nail queen herself. Before Cardi B, Mama Gladys ran so Cardi B could walk, I'm saying, okay, with her nails. Yeah. And so I am a boy who knows more about nails than most, I will say. So I live for a nail. I started painting my nails. It started with, in honor of my mom's birthday or Mother's Day, I'd get like a color or a design, you know, and then we'd go out and, you know, post the photos of our nails. And I recently came across a cosmetic company that's cruelty-free, LGBTQ run, out of Brooklyn, and they sell lipsticks, lip gloss, glitter, and of course, a nail polish, and they're fluid. And their mission, and they're like a mission-driven beauty brand that creates vegan, cruelty-free, and paraben-free cosmetics. And they're all LGBTQ run, and it's really, really beautiful. Gorgeous. And they're—
Also, have you ever seen more beautiful women on this like website? I'm freaking out.
No, it's freaking out. They're stunting. They are stunting.
They're stunting.
Honey. Right.
Gorgeous.
And like they have gift boxes. They, of course, have all the nail polish. They have also all the new tones in lip color, lip gloss.
And because
Lord knows, you know, sometimes for a television appearance, I put on a little lip shade.
You can also light a candle. They have candles too.
Yeah.
Which is
Hello. So shout out to Fluid.
Love her. I'm just going to say before we move on, I have a offer code as well for the nail polish. So if you go on my gift guide, you can get a discount, a little grossy discount.
Yes. You know who doesn't have a discount? Munoz.
I know.
She pays full price. But
well, you know what? I'm not a good blogger because most bloggers make a lot of money off their gift guides. I'm making zero because I don't know how to do this, but I'm learning.
Yeah, listen, when I reached out to a lot of these brands telling them that they were going to be on my gift guide, they they offered like giveaways and things. And I said, you know what? Any other year, I would absolutely accept that. But totally. Not this year. This year, you know what? We're trying to keep the money in your pockets because you're a small business and you've been affected.
I like, hear you.
Keep the money in keep your it. Pockets.
Keep right? it. If I can send one person to you, bless. That's amazing. So.
Amen. And now on to the good, good, Dan. The good, good, because this is a food podcast. Like, so now we're all glammed out. We are all dressed up. Mm-hmm. We got the good. We got the good Zoom background with the art.
True.
What are we putting in our mouths?
Okay, so every year Grossi has his holiday cookie party. This year I'm not. I'm sharing my recipes, but I'm not having my party. But, you know, growing up, it was like every house you went to as an Italian-American little kid, there was a tray of cookies or multiple trays of cookies. So I love giving a tray of cookies. And so there's a gorgeous bakery in Florida who I'm friends with the owners. These are Sicilian mother-daughter ladies. And they own a bakery called Cosa Ducci. And they do the perfect pound, 2 pound, 3 pound box of cookies that you can send anywhere in the country.
Wait, and we love it. Wait. Now, is this sprinkle cookies or pinoli cookies?
It's all of those.
Oh,
plus the rainbow cookie, plus like everything, all like the little Italian holiday cookie. They're giving you all the classics. And if you're not into baking via Grossi recipes or other recipes, you can easily send a gorgeous box of cookies anywhere in the country. And they raise a ton of money for multiple sclerosis every year because one of their family members is affected by it. So some of the proceeds go to that, which is just like a win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I love the giving back of it all, you know, especially during these times, these businesses who have been so affected by this pandemic find it somehow, like in their hearts and in their pockets, right, to give back. Still.
Absolutely. It's like, so important.
Yeah. I don't know how it's all working, but like shout out to all of you making it happen. I also did, I also made that sprinkle cookie pinoli cookie reference because it's a specific Housewives reference, which I knew you would get.
Right over my fucking head.
But shout out to you, Pet Shop Boy, one more time. Teresa Giudice threw her sister's, sister-in-law Melissa's sprinkle cookies in the trash one holiday because nobody ate them. And she was like, you know not to bring sprinkle cookies to my house. I only eat pinoli cookies.
Oh my God. Wait, can I tell you that like for when people come to my house to my holiday party with cookies that they didn't make homemade, I don't put them out. You have to bring homemade cookies to my party. Are there any other day, bring a cookie you didn't make. And I'm going to say something about pinoli cookies. There's a recipe on my website. Go make them. They're the best.
This is why we get along, because you and I are the same person. Don't bring me bullshit that I didn't ask for.
My holiday cookie party has one rule. Homemade cookies or don't bring cookies.
Yeah.
That's it. It's exactly. So easy. It's exactly. Said with love. My friends always make fun of me because they're like, there's cookies hiding somewhere under the stairs. And I'm like, yeah, well, sorry.
I was all set to send you cookies this year too. Even if you were having like a cookie party with your roommate, I was like, I got cookie recipes galore because way back when she was a big blogger girl, she tried to make something called National Cookie Week happen.
Let's bring it back.
Right? Yeah, it was first week of May. Was it May or March? Because then there was like 6 weeks till summer began.
Obsessed.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Do it.
It was huge.
I'm in. I'm trying to make Cookie Week happen on my website in December. It's basically like cookies, cookies, cookies. So
yes. Well, I got recipes galore. I'm just sitting in the background of my website doing nothing right
now. Well, send them my way.
But that's another story for another time. Speaking of cookies, I recently discovered Michael Platt, who is owner of something called Michael Desserts. And he is a young boy making a huge difference in the world. You may have seen
12.
Him. Yeah, he's 12, making a huge, huge difference. You may have seen him on like GMA and all over the place. He's even done a TED Talk. Talk about making me feel like I haven't done enough with my life. Totally. And, you know, his parents are teachers and he grew up and he just realized somehow that there was a huge food inequality out there. And so he created a one-for-one business where you buy one and he gives one. And you can go to michaelsdesserts.com and he works with No Kid Hungry and all of these other amazing programs to get people who can't afford food or who don't have access to food, food. So shout out to him and shout out to all the young people out there showing all of us adults up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like all these young people doing all the things, being like, you adults are a mess. Like we got to get it together.
I'm trying.
You know?
I'm almost 40 and I'm trying really hard.
Listen, it's like 30 some odd days to my 40th, honey.
Wow.
You know? 30 some odd days. Well, staying home.
Honey, I'll come back on your podcast as a birthday present. Just no problem. I'll just come and help. I'll help you celebrate.
Oh, maybe the Dans can come because Dan Toro out in Pittsburgh, who followed your podcast, right? Two Dans in a row.
Yeah, listen.
Wants to send me a cake too, right? So shout out to you, gay gamer, Dan Toro. I'm in love. He's super cute.
Super cute.
I love that. But shout out to Michael at Michael's Desserts for really, you know what? Changing the world. Once again, one person can change the world. And shout out to like your desserts. You can go to michaelsdesserts.com and order desserts, help him out and see all the amazing things that this young person is doing. Yes. There's also, you know what I also discovered? Because who doesn't love a little libation since we've been home, right?
I hear ya.
Did you see this site that I sent you, Vitis Jennifera? I'm obsessed with her.
Let me see. I have a ton. Let me say.
So because of the pandemic, she was a huge sommelier. She worked for wine.com, Skernick Wines, all these like major wineries. The pandemic hit and she started like making wine, but wasn't fully dedicated to it. And now she lost her job and this is all that she does. And she's based out of Monterey Peninsula in California.
Gorgeous.
And she's doing all sorts of things with her wine, including like social justice and philanthropy and all sorts of things. And I think her wine is gorgeous and I need some in my cellar, aka under my bed, which is where I keep all my wine.
Wow. Don't break a bottle, honey.
Listen, it's been 11 years and the bed is still standing.
Oh, okay. Good. Good for you.
I can't.
You don't have to.
But like, I mean, as opposed to buying, you know, some Hallmark holiday Christmas channel wine, why not support the fam here, right? Mm-hmm. Small business. Jennifer is fam.
Totally. Right?
I have it on good authority.
Yeah, I can.
And she's making all the wine. She also has like cute little keychains. Yeah. And
she's also absolutely adorable. Like there's all these pictures of her like working on her little, like I can't. Oh,
yeah.
Let's go visit her.
Can we, Jennifer, if you're listening, can we come visit
you? Can we come? I don't even drink. I'll just sit there and look.
Yes. You know, maybe you can give some to your roommate.
I will.
Or do they drink?
Oh, yeah. They have a wine box subscription. They're like so good at it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I live and I love, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, isn't there non-alcoholic wine out there?
I don't want it. It's grape juice. It's fine.
It's Welch's.
Yeah, it's Welch's. It's a little packet, the little squeeze pack. Yeah. No, it's... Yeah.
Going back to cookies, I have a recipe for a goat cheese Cabernet cookie.
Oh, I love that.
Somewhere. I gotta refine that.
Let's do a goat cheese cabaret.
Oh, who are you? Luann Delisette? Yeah, there we go.
I can't do it. But also, I just posted my goat cheese festive holiday cheese log, which is goat cheese, which everyone should make. It's the best, easiest little festive holiday treat.
Actually, it was really, really beautiful. And I kept, before I went to your site and watched your stories, I kept expanding the picture to be like, what did he make this beautiful garland? And I was like, is that edible? I was literally trying to pick it apart by pinching and zooming.
Oh, honey, yes. That's her. I had like a moment styling that out.
Yeah, it's super gorge, super beautiful, and homemade. Any other favorite food items that we should know about, Dan?
So locally, Chow Gloria is LGBT owned in Brooklyn, one of my favorite places, and they have a really great cookie box assortment that you can get locally as well. So I always support them. I supported them for holiday pies. So if you live in Brooklyn, you should be getting a breakfast sandwich there every morning, and you should get their box of Italian holiday cookies. They have one of the best rainbow cookies in Manhattan or in Brooklyn.
Oh, delicious.
We love them. Chow Gloria.
Yeah, I love that. And shout out to Eddie's Grocer doing all the things out there, right? Also LGBTQ owned. And he's like making his mark, right? With his new grocery that he just opened. Shout out to Drunk Bakers, you know, surviving during this pandemic. If you're in the city and you need cakes, right? They are family owned as well, like our fam, yours and mine, Dan, you know, beautiful ladies just doing the thing and like putting out all the baked goods. And I think they were delivering cocktails at one point too. I wonder, like bottling and delivery of like artisan cocktails.
So
and before we head out to, you know, our favorite part of the pod, I wanted to finally shout out New York Shook, which I just discovered, and they're a Middle Eastern straight couple, but I'm obsessed with their spices. I went down the spice aisle in my local grocery store recently, and I found this like beautiful spice jar, and I was like, what is this? Because I was making something like Thai inspired, but it needed some pizzazz. And they're these Middle Eastern curated spices from this very small, you know, spicery, I guess. That's owned by this couple that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And they're, you know, they wanted to bring this like Sephardic Middle Eastern Jewish cuisine to the forefront in like a really like cultivated, beautiful way. Not to say that it isn't beautiful, but like, you know, to bring it to the masses.
Yeah. That's similar to Spice Walla, which is on my list, which is owned by an Indian family. And they just are like the kings and queens of spices, and their stuff is gorgeous. And they do these curated boxes. They do gorgeous chai, golden milk mixes, like really, really great stuff. So you should also check them out as well for spices.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Before we go take a break, I really want to make it clear here that this is not a sponsored podcast. This came from the brainchild of Dan Pelosi, and then he inspired me, and I found these people. Some of these people I know, some of these people I don't know. There is no kickback here. We are just, you know, giving some love. Yeah, spreading the love, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And keeping our legs closed to married men.
Speak for yourself.
I'm full of housewife references today. I don't know. You bring it out in me. But right. I think now is a great time to take a quick break.
Let's do it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Ahead to Dan's favorite part and my favorite part of the podcast, a little something we like to call Food News Update.
Food news.
Ooh, honey. You ain't ready,
girl.
Spill the tea.
News update.
This blew my mind last time. I'm so ready.
And I'm just going to make up my own headline right here because we need to talk about this. Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga release dueling cookies.
I saw Gaga's. What's Mariah's?
Oh my God, honey. Mariah Carey created her own line of cookies just in time for the holidays because she said, you know what, Lady Gaga? Christmas is my season.
Wow. She's been busy in the kitchen.
Honey, and if you didn't know out there, Oreo is selling a Chromatica-themed cookie that is coming out in July.
Oh, it's not out. Okay, it's out in July.
Not July, January. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say. I was like, yes. That's a big announcement. It's a strange-looking cookie. I don't want to eat it, but that's okay.
So if you haven't seen out there, the Oreo cookie is going to be Chromatica colors, which is pink. It's a pink cookie. Would you call it pink? Is it puce?
I think it's pink. I said pink. I mean, I'm basic. I was like, it's pink and green. I don't know.
Or mauve. Is it mauve?
I think it's brighter than mauve.
Right?
It's sort of like a grape. It's like almost grapefruity, but pink, like a pink grapefruit.
Okay, I accept. Pink grapefruit. It's a pink grapefruit cookie.
with
a slime green cream center.
Yeah. And I was like, what are the flavors? And it was like pink cookie with green filling. And I was like, those aren't flavors. What does it taste like?
Who knows? But then Mariah came out, right? Because like I said, I believe that Mariah saw this and was like, nope, not on my Christmas. Not on my
I believe you.
And she released cookies, and the line will include flavors like chocolate chunk, triple chocolate chunk, Heath bar, lemon cooler, and spiced oatmeal raisin.
Okay.
And there's three special holiday flavors, white chocolate cranberry, pumpkin, and gingerbread.
This is very Girl Scout cookie to me from a flavor profile. it doesn't feel right, but is she donating proceeds? Like, what's happening?
No.
She's just taking it all.
Yeah, Mariah's cookies will be available for order beginning last Friday, and in over 30 markets across the U.S. If you're based in Los Angeles, New York, Boston, San Francisco, Phoenix, Chicago, Philadelphia, yada, 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 and a handful of other cities, you'll be able to enjoy these first.
I love it. You know what?
Order them and, you know.
We need more cookies in the world. So I'm happy that two pop divas have entered the space. I heard the door open, wasn't sure who it was, but Lady Gaga and Mariah, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. You know what? I'm here though for the more, and I love an Oreo. I love an Oreo moment, but it needs to be double stuffed and I need to.
Isn't that in your rider?
Yes.
That's in your rider.
I need to be double stuffed.
You need to be double stuffed. Okay.
Yep.
that.
And it needs to be classic flavors. I don't fuck with my Oreos, you know?
Okay. Listen, I completely agree.
Yes. And I live for a flavor cookie. Like Mariah's cookies look a little bit more homemade.
They sure do. They look soft and chewy. Okay.
You know, we're here for it.
I'm not mad at her.
Not mad at all. And on
if
that.
If I was, she wouldn't care, but I'm not. So that's good.
And piggybacking on that, Oreo is selling a cookie-scented candle on their merch site, and it's a perfect holiday gift. You know what? There had to be a gift guide food news, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about getting
this for my nephew. I think I might get it for my nephew. I've never seen someone eat more like Oreos in my lifetime, and he's only 8, so this might be right.
I really love the way Oreos smell. Like, there's nothing that smells like Oreos, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have that sense, that, like, sense, memory where,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm always like, that smells like my grandfather. That's how I know my marinara is done correctly, because it smells like my grandfather's house. You know what I mean? It's like, you gotta...
Yeah, my friends are often, like, bewildered by my nose, because when I'm cooking something, I'll be like, oh, that's done. And they're like, how do you know? And I was like, oh, I can smell it.
You can smell it. Yeah, for sure. That's why it's so hard to write recipes, because I'm like, it smells like Bimpy's house, and that's not a recipe. That's how I know.
Well, folks, you can buy this candle from the Oreo website for $12.99, and the smell is just like that of fresh cookies, according to the description. So, yeah.
A steal.
I mean, who doesn't want their house smelling like the Oreo Cookie Factory? I think I may order one, too.
I think you should.
Believe it or not. You know what, Oreo? Why don't you just send us some? Like, you had two food news updates. Back to back. That never happens.
I think that they're very chic, too. Like, you could have this in your house, and it would look gorge. It's well designed.
I agree. And you would know. I mean, like, you're the queen of creative design here.
Yes, that's my title. Thank you.
I dub thee. I mean, just mix it in with your diptyque and yeah. No one will know the difference.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's very like diptyque, boy smells friendly. I had boy smells on my gift guide and all very chic candles.
Yes, I live for boy smells. There's another candle company. Oh, my iPad is off and I forget what they're called. That's also LGBTQ owned that I'm obsessed with. So many, so many. And last but not least, people, Wendy's wants you to eat Baconators for breakfast. So they're giving them away for free most of December through the app. Have you had a Wendy's breakfast yet?
No, I haven't had a Wendy's in 20 years. Maybe more than 20 years, anything.
I actually...
Do you go there a lot?
When I drove down to North Carolina a month ago, you know, it's a 9-hour drive, so I like... It's the first time I had Wendy's.
Yeah, for sure.
Forever. And I had been intermittent fasting and clean eating, so that wasn't best. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the best idea, but it was still very delicious.
I'm sure it's delicious. I used to go to Wendy's all the time with my grandparents. We would go every week and it was the best. Like the Frosty, we would have the salad bar. I loved it. I probably should get back. This photo looks gorgeous.
Yes. The Baconator is basically a bacon cheeseburger with an egg on it. And who doesn't love a brunch burger?
Oh my God. Is that a cheeseburger? Or is that sausage? It's sausage. Okay. But it does look like it looks like a hamburger. Also, this potatoes look really good. And that cup of coffee is just almost going to tip. I love it.
Yeah. Hello. And so Wendy's is offering free breakfast Baconators through December 27th. Thanks, delish.com. So, right. And it's all through the app. You know?
Obsessed. And so when Oreo sends you two candles, I'll meet you at Wendy's in Times Square and you can give me a candle and we'll get a Baconator.
Yeah, we could totally do that. I think, I don't know where the closest Wendy's is. I think it's like 54th. Well, you know what? We can go see the Time Warner Center, Columbus Circle.
Yes, we can go to Rockefeller Center.
Right? Eat our Baconators. Right? And I'll give you the... Yes. Perfect.
I might need to take you to Starbucks. I'll treat you.
Done. Done and done. Done and done. I'm here for that. And with that, perfect. I think this is a great way to end Food News Update.
Yay. That was a good one.
We are flying through this episode. I live, I laugh, I lasagna'd.
You live, laugh, you lasagna. Yeah. I mean, there's some lasagna we need to talk about. I've got that. I'm ready.
Yeah, and we're getting there. But before we get there, I thought it would be really, really funny to go down the list of the most ridiculous kitchen items that have been promoted as like holiday gifts this season. And this came from Good Housekeeping, and I'm obsessed.
It's the best. Number 34 is where I'm going to fall apart. So let's go.
Number 34?
Yes.
Oh my God. So there's everything on this Good Housekeeping list, from reusable straws to an electric breakfast sandwich maker, because how hard is it to crack an egg, to safety knobs, to potato scrubbers. I love this Angry Mama microwave cleaner.
She's on my list of things we need to talk about, because like, what is she doing? And like, it's the first of all, why is she so upset? And also, it's the cutest little thing, but what does she do?
I actually,
she makes steam.
Yeah, she steams it. You fill it with water and vinegar and pop it in the microwave, and it steam cleans your microwave. I don't own a microwave, and I call it the science oven.
Yeah.
Just because A, there's no room, and B, it freaks me out a little.
Yeah, it freaks me out too, but we do own one. And you know what I use it for? I use it when I need to like have dough rise. I like just put it in the microwave. I don't even put it on, but it's like a safe, airtight space.
Nice. Yeah.
But other than that, like I don't need the Angry Mama because my microwave's clean, but I love her and I respect her.
She's really cute and she's angry because you don't know how to microwave things without making a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we respect her work.
You know, listen. She's angry because she can't sit on the couch and watch the latest season of The Crown.
She's steaming, actually.
I hate you.
I hate me too.
I'm obsessed with these butter spreader knives that have all these holes in them.
Yeah, like, can people not just leave their butter on the counter like everyone else does?
Actually, people, you know what? It's very American not to do that.
I know people think it's going to go bad. I've had butter since Thanksgiving. I mean, like, I need spreadable butter.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you leave it out.
If you don't have spreadable butter, here's this butter spreader knife, this guac lock container. You know what's really weird? This watermelon slicer that looks like a windmill. Like, can you not? Out there, like, do you just not own knives?
I guess they don't, and they love a hack. And also, did you go to number 13, which is the fruit keg tapping kit, where you could tap juice from a watermelon?
I mean, fill it with, it's a summer thing, fill it with tequila.
No, I know, but like, I just can't imagine this works well.
I don't know. This pineapple corer, though, I'm obsessed with. I own one. It works super well.
Yeah. She looks good.
This pancake batter mixer made me angry.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. Like, that's a very specific tool.
Now, this multi-peel Y-shaped julienne peeler, number 20 on this good housekeeping list. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, you've been in New York a while, do you remember that old guy that used to sit at the Union Square Green Market with a bunch of vegetables and a big white, kitchen tub, and used to peel things,
right?
This was his invention that, like, people, I'm almost certain, allegedly, here, so to cover my bases, that it was his invention that, like, big companies actually stole from him. I think it was a news story a long time ago.
I think
these work very, very well.
They do. I have a similar competitor version, and they absolutely do. I love peeling a vegetable.
You know what? It's very calming. When I went to Rhode Island for Thanksgiving, safely, it was an empty house that I went to with my mother. We went from one house to the next. Gorge. So don't at me.
please. I was just about to, but I won't.
I packed my own peeler.
Oh. I have like a whole thing. I'm going to do a post about it, like what I bring to rental houses. You can't be too sure. So that's
exactly
smart.
Is smart. Oh my God. We need to get the crafty lumberjacks in on this so they can make like a cute little contraption.
Wait, do you know them?
Yes, very well.
Okay, that's so funny. I love that. I was just having a conversation about them. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Shout out to Dennis and Andrew. They were just on Kelly and Ryan doing like, things just like this, like gift baskets, but this is a good one, you know, like a to-go kitchen item thing.
No, that's my idea. Don't give it to the crafty lumberjacks. Thank you.
No, I'm telling you, they'll make the packaging. You put the
inserts. I create the kit. Sorry, I didn't realize it was a collab.
Yeah, it's a collab. Like Grossi Pelosi X for the crafty lumberjacks.
Listen, I love a collab. Let's do that.
Hello, because this is In Your Mouth X Grossi Pelosi.
Yes. Our merch collab. This is our merch collab.
Hello. Why do we need to spray our olive oil?
We don't. I this is insane. It made me want to cry a little. I don't know why we have to do this, but
it's like olive oil in a Windex bottle.
Yeah, that's what it is, and it makes me want to cry. So that's cool. But
I'm offended by these muffin top molds.
Let me see. Hang on. Oh,
number
20. God.
Number 24.
Oh, my God. Self-portrait. Oh, my God. I can't. It's pretty cute, though. Like, it's cute, but I'm offended. I feel attacked. Well, it's like a pair of pants, and then the muffin top actually expands over them. I can't.
And you bake your muffins.
Too soon. Too late.
Angry at those, and angry at this rock and roll oven mitt, because how are you supposed to grab anything like that?
Oh my God, wait, is it missing two fingers?
It's missing two, your middle finger and your ring finger. It's missing.
Why would they do that? No, absolutely not. They're going to get sued. A butter churner?
Who is churning their own butter? To this we've come during the pandemic that we're starting to churn our own butter?
No.
Not The Handmaid's Tale, y'all.
Oh, the coffee scoop with the clip. I have one of those. Those are great.
Yeah, that's cute. I'm here for that. Like a quesadilla maker.
Are you okay?
Do we not have a pan? Do we just not own a pan?
Some people don't. I love a quesadilla. I mean, and there's so there's nothing easier to make than a quesadilla. This does not make it easier.
I mean, you could spend $21 plus tax.
Do you put it?
I mean, anywhere you want is what I say. But
under your bed with the wine? Anywhere you want. Middle Street, Big Little Lies scream to that. Okay, keep going.
This list is ridiculous. What is,
I mean, there's Star Wars. No.
Whisk cleaner.
Throw it in a bowl of water. Like, what is wrong with you?
Or pay me $16. I'll clean your whisk with my fucking tongue, honey. How do you, we've been practicing our tongue strength for years on a whisk. Thank you.
Hello. On a whisk? Okay. Yes.
You can get in there with your tongue and work.
That's, you know what? That's my life's mission.
Yeah. That I'm really, really, for your listeners to know, I'm super good at it.
Yes. And I'm sure they're here for it. Watch them slide all up into your DMs. You love an adjustable rolling pin.
I do. I didn't know that Joseph made one, but Food 52 makes one that I have been promoting, and they sent me one, and I'm obsessed.
Love Food 52. And I love, you know what? I have been talking about Great Jones forever.
Yes.
Forever. They have been on the gift guide, I think, 3 years in a row now. And I was so geloso when they sent you some pans. I was like,
they featured me on their website. They sent me some stuff. I have a discount code with them. Like, I'll hook you up. We're good.
I love. Is this lasagna trio pan what you're so excited
about? This is what I'm freaking out about because I like am not upset with it. I'm not upset about it. I have so many point of views on a lasagna pan, and this one I screamed when I saw it. The best part of the lasagna is the crispy edges. And this is like a lasagna pan divided into three. So you make three long rows of lasagna. But what's also really smart is you can make three different kinds of lasagna. So you could do like one with sausage, one without, one with vegetables. Someone doesn't like whatever. It allows you, it's kind of brilliant.
It's great. And forget about the lasagna. Think about like your breads.
You just did
all the Thanksgiving breads.
Yeah, you could
do all three at once.
And you make really nice slices. Oh my God, this pan. You know what? I think I'm going to add to cart.
Yeah, Chicago Metallic.
Maybe I'll put it on the grocery list even.
Maybe. Speaking of the grocery list, how did you like that mat I suggested? Yes? No?
You know what? I love it. People freaked out when I got it. They're dying for the info. A lot of people, this cover your ears, but they were like, what does that do? I was like, what do you mean? I was like, it does my dishes. I don't know. Like, it's a mat for comfort on the ground. Like, it's not that crazy. Like, it's a mat for the ground. I love it. I actually have to follow up and put that on the grocery list because it's amazing. And I want like four more so I can cover my entire kitchen in that with them.
Yeah, they're really, really great. And I forget the company right now. But
yeah. So good.
Shout out to them. I'll put it somewhere on my list. You know, but even in my tiny apartment, that mat in front of my sink, because all I do is dishes these days.
Same.
It just takes all the pressure like off your back.
My body is not okay.
Is your body and nobody's business but your own?
No. My nudes are everywhere. But but yeah, like my body hurts. So.
Well, everybody hurts sometimes. I'm full of references.
Ah, me too. I hate us.
Well, thank you, Good Housekeeping. Shout out to you for this comprehensive and eclectic list of things we may or may not need. Speaking of things we need, I'm obsessed with your merch. We have to plug you. Let's plug all the merch.
Thank you, honey.
Right? All the good things that you do with some of your merch as well. Talk to us about it.
Well, so I talked about this a little bit last time, but starting in the beginning of the pandemic, I launched a product line which has the slogan, "This Too Shall Pasta" on it. It's a little teddy bear with a bowl of pasta. And the idea is that we sell the product and all the proceeds go to Stage, which is an organization that supports the livelihood of LGBTQ seniors. LGBTQ seniors are extremely self-isolated, but during a pandemic, they're even more so. And as of October 1st, we've donated $20,000, which is awesome. And we are still selling the product. And it's available on my website. And we're hoping to make another big donation at the end of this year. And I also, in November for holiday, I launched some Grossy merch. So on top of the This Too Shall Pasta merch, which those proceeds go to Stage, Grossy also is putting a lot of time and energy into my work. And so I thought, if people want to support me, a great way to do that is to sell some grossy branded merch. So I have a little beanie and I have a bimpy hat and I have an apron and I have my Live Laugh Lasagna t-shirt. I've got another little t-shirt that I'm obsessed with and some hoodies. So my merch shop has it all. I hope that people will take a look and be interested. It has a really great charitable angle and it also supports more of my bullshit.
I live, laugh, lasagna, all of it.
I mean, it's my fave. Actually, I was wearing it, but I got cold. But I mean, the shirt is really, I'm obsessed. And it's Rooney, Miss Rooney designed
it's
with
cute.
My collab and I'm just obsessed. So
it's super cute and I love, and I can't decide if I want the spaghetti fork t-shirt or the spaghetti fork hoodie.
Honey, send me what you want. I'm gifting it to you.
I absolutely am.
Don't be shy.
I've been, thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's so
I'll give
lovely
it to you. Oh
you.
My God, of course. Are you kidding?
That's, yeah, because I literally was like, I really need, you've been on the pod twice and I actually really love it. So I should support you. You know, because
you wear it and you're famous, so by wearing it you shall support me.
I love it. Well, you're the famous one.
No, you're more famous than me.
in the breakdown that I sent to Dan here, which I never send a breakdown to anyone, but this one, you know, we're kind of co-hosting this out. It was like, you know, thank yous forever at the end.
Yeah, just like, no, thank you. We were raised right.
Yeah. I'm obsessed. And lo and behold, I've been trying to get my act together for my own merch, and you are just so inspiring to me. It's like this podcast, it's so much work and I just feel like sometimes I'm not doing enough, but I'm on this merch. I actually have a merch meeting today about some really cool things because much like you, I don't want to put things out there that people don't want, you know?
100%.
Like who wants, like people don't want like super logoed out things.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, I hear you.
And whatnot. So like that's what prevented me from doing it to begin with.
Yeah. But you know what? In this economy and in 2020, if you're doing something good and people love it, it's okay to, it took me a while, but it's okay to promote yourself. You know, like we have to do that. And I think that you'll find that you're a man of taste and you'll find the right balance and, you know, it's going to be great. Yeah.
So look for that. I'll also post that on my site and that's all in the works. Hopefully it'll be get done before next week. So you can have things in time for Christmas because you love Munoz. But you know what you can have immediately are my stickers. If you slide into my DMs, I just throw them in an envelope and send them to you. People have been obsessed. I've been sending them out to all sorts of people. And why not? Just they're fun, they're glittery, they're holographic. And who doesn't love a sticker?
Love a sticker.
Right?
Love.
So anywho, thank you so much for coming on and
thank you for
laughing.
Having me.
And, you know, my third annual gift guide is all done. I can't believe it's like the holidays.
It's the holidays. It's absolutely crazy. But you know what? It's the best time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. As I say.
It is. Listen, whatever you're celebrating this year or however you're celebrating, hopefully you will celebrate safely. And as a reminder, hopefully you can, you know, be inspired by Dan and I and shop small, shop local, shop LGBTQ owned, shop POC owned, you know, and you know, just do things like in a gorgeous different way.
Please.
This year.
Love.
You know, any final thoughts, Dan, before I say thank you to the kids?
No, I just want to, you know, again, promote my gift guide. There's a lot of great stuff that we covered and more stuff that we didn't cover. I'm really excited to share it. Come find me at Grossy Pelosi. Come to my website. Let's have a fun holiday together. It's going to be amazing. It's a weird time right now, and it's really nice to be able to connect to people digitally because we can't be together. So it's been great. So come join my world.
Awesome. Yeah, once again, you can follow Dan on Instagram at Grossy Pelosi, or you can go to danpelosi.com. That's danpelosi.com in Spanish. In the language of my people. And with that, this has been yet another great episode. Thank you again. I love you so much. And we're off to the races this season. Support your local businesses. And once again, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I got goosebumps.